Well, Steve, a last gasp winner again. Just give us your assessment of that.
Well, it's always nice to score a winning goal, and it's always nice when it comes in an added time, of course. But, you know, you've watched the game as much as I've watched the game. We could have been 4 or 5 up at half time. We should have been. And instead of that, we turned level. And it's fair to say that for one of the few times since probably October, November, I had to get into them a little bit. You'd have heard me in Rotherham. And had to, you know, just more about quality, more about taking a chance, more about being on the front foot. Nothing to do with the performance, because I don't know what the stats showed, but it must have been 80%+ possession for us. And you always fear the second half, because you wonder how much a part of the wind is playing in that first half. But to be fair to the players, I said, we'll go out and some of you proved me wrong. And listen, if it had finished 1-1, we were still the dominant team. We were still the team that made the chances in the second half. Possibly only the match referee knows why we've not had 3 penalties here today. Not 1, not 2, but 3 penalties. But I suppose he'll know. But we'll all go home. And it's like a mystery as we go home. But I'll ask him shortly to explain it. But, you know, it's a great win. We tactically changed it to get Kieran with his pace against their back too. And it didn't come down to that. It just came down to his instinctiveness in the 6-yard box. You have to say a fantastic passing move, to be fair. We've opened him up the right-hand side. Great play by Nicky Adams, great play by Taverner. Puts Rev up on the right-hand side, and what a fantastic cross ball. And Kieran does what we consider the easiest part, but in reality it's the hardest part in football, when he gets across the defender and puts it in. And you had to see what that meant to a magnificent travelling support who made it sound like a home game for spells today.
Were you still going to get into them at half-time had they not conceded that last second goal? It was the last kick of the first half. Were you still going to get into them?
Oh, aye. That don't change what I was going to say to them, because if it had turned 1-0, you know and I know, and I think if everyone's honest in this ground today, it could have been 4 or 5. It should have really been, you know, we should have come out the second half, and I should have been able to come out, which a lot of people might have left. We flip-flops and a pair of shorts on. But that's what I should have been able to do. But I'll tell you what about Graham Cavanagh and the difference with this Kildare team under him, and I've watched them many times. He has real tenacity in that team. He has a great fighting spirit in that team. And as much as we are dominating chances running the box in the second half, you always know that the players drive to the end for him. And I, you know, my assistant manager watched them when at Coventry in the week, and he said the application they gave the manager, I thought Graham got that in abundance today. And I think when he gets the opportunity and stamp to bring his own players in, this will be a club that I'd expect to challenge next year.
Your players have that drive as well, though, don't they? We keep talking about these late goals now. Are they as fit as you've known a side to be? Because they seem to go until the very last kick.
Well, they moaned and groaned, didn't they, from July, when I gave Paul Warren the programme of fitness. And it all comes from much higher levels. And Warnley, quite rightfully, as a fitness coach, ultimately gets carte blanche on adding things or subtracting things, as I'd expect them to do. But we are a sublimely fit team, and it doesn't mean we'll score goals in the last minute every week. Sometimes we're going to come in to the dressing room having lost late goals, but we've got a great fighting spirit, and it won't be for the want of fitness, it won't be for the want of application. And with this group of players, it won't be the feeling of the lack of desire. They're always going to have desire. In fact, my final words to them at half-time was just go and put a big custard pie right in my face, and I'm going to eat it all the way home, because I thought second half, one or two that I questioned in terms of that front foot, that application, that desire, hey, what a second half they had.
Wes Thomas, in that first half, he must have been relieved when he found the back of the net, because he could have had 3, couldn't he, by that stage?
Well, he knows. He'll be disappointed himself. I don't need to come out here and defend a couple of chances he's had. He should have had a hat-trick in 25 minutes in the game. But arguably, when you miss a couple of chances, some strikers are frightened to go after the third one. And he's gone after that third one, and people will see it. We're defending on the edge of your box. There's one ball upfield. He's won against 3 of them. And he showed the greatest desire to get there and get a touch on it. He's first to react off the ground. And I think to pass it in from 25 yards when he's missed a couple like that shows what a good player he is. He'll always miss chances. If Wes Thomas scored the chances that he misses, he'd possibly be at the top end of the Championship with a team fighting to go up, because he's got everything else. And as my defender said to me in training every day now, well, they hope they don't play against Wes, because he gives absolutely everything. It doesn't matter whether it's 5-a-sides. I suppose if he loses at Monopoly, he turns the board over. And I'm not playing him any bigger compliment. He's been fantastic for us, but he's joined a fantastic group, hasn't he?
Kieran Aegaard as well, obviously getting the winner. That's his 16th of the season. Fair to say he's had a quieter couple of weeks than he had earlier in the campaign, so he'll be obviously delighted with that one as well.
Yeah, there was a big question today whether we started Kieran. You know, his performances have dipped a little bit in the last three or four games, and the kid knew that. But sometimes, you know, as a manager, you have to make some tough calls. The team today was a tough call. You know, probably on the coach up yesterday, out with talking to the staff. I had Michael O'Connor back in the team. I had Nicky Adams in the team. They were the two that would have started. But I just woke up and I said, this is a team that's took 16 points from 18. This is a team that's gone to the end in every game we've asked them. And the boys off the bench have supplemented them. And I just thought, well, perhaps that deserves an opportunity to go again. They've got the result. We help again the boys off the bench, but we'll freshen it up for Tuesday, because to do Carlisle away with the travelling involved and the journey we had, and adding to that, of course, you're going to the 95th minute here to win the game. You know, we went to 49 minutes in the first half and he added two. So we'll freshen it up for Preston.
In terms of this run now, 7 unbeaten, 4 wins on the bounce in the league for the first time this season, do you feel you're hitting the straps just at this right time as we head towards the final, 14, 15 games?
No, I don't. I think there's still so much more to come from us. I think possibly in games earlier in the season we were playing better, but perhaps not getting the results that we deserved. But I said we're moving into the January transfer window, we had to do some business that would be good for us. And I said to the supporters, be patient. I think some of them were thinking I should have had a straitjacket when I put 5 or 6 on the first day of the transfer window opening. But arguably the players we bought on are all better than the ones we've moved out. That's a fact. And, you know, we're pleased to see David Warrow Oldham do well, and we're pleased to see Michael Tidson do well. Because as I've always said, those two, none of the others, those two will come back.
And in terms of this emergency loan market as well, Steve, what's the latest there?
Well, everyone knows we're desperately keen to add one quality player. Everyone knows that I've had fantastic backing from the chairman, from Tony Stewart, who's willing to write a big cheque. We're just literally as patient as we can be. We're sitting waiting on a phone call, and that's all we can do, I'm afraid, just for, you know. And if it goes another week or so, if we go by another week, 10 days maybe, then we might just sign someone else.
I was going to say, have you kind of almost got to a point now where you're thinking, well, we'll look elsewhere because we can only wait so long for this one player, can't you?
Yeah, well, we're always looking elsewhere. You know, if you tell me there's better players that fit in our structure and can add something to what we've got, we'll go and sign them, you know. But we have recruited in the past not better players than what we've got, equal to what we've got, and we don't want to go down that road. We don't want to sign equal to what we've got anymore. We want to genuinely believe, hand on heart, that they're adding something to the group, really adding something. And I think all the players that we brought in the January window have added something, whether that's competition off the bench, whether it's strength and depth, whether it's starting the games, then they've added something to what we've got. And if we're going to bring someone in, then we have to make sure we do that.
And in terms of Tuesday night, finally a chance to rotate the squad, like you say, maybe give a couple of those players who've been on the bench recently a chance to go in?
Well, I don't believe in squad rotation. I think if you're a player, you want to play every game. But, you know, we had a good look at, Paul went off and looked at Carlisle on Tuesday evening, and I went down to MK Dons to look at Preston, and it's a totally different game on Tuesday to what we're going to get today. And had we been at Preston today, that would have not been the starting lineup. So we'll have a look at it. We'll have a look at how fresh they are when they come in again. And we'll look at people in the morning. Of course, we've got our captain perhaps back available to us now. We've let him travel ways today to make sure Paul Warren can absolutely smash him this morning fitness-wise, and he's done that. I think I seen Craig Morgan call past reception. He looked at me and I just chuckled and shook his head. Great, because we need him. And Mark Bradley's here, he's not far away, and Rob Mears will train Monday for the first time, hopefully. So, and when I say train properly, he's properly fit, but training the group. So hopefully we can go up to Preston and take all the players we've got.
Thanks, Steve.